You're listening to a Student Radio Conference 2018 podcast, supported by Abrupt Audio. For help with all things podcasts, go to abruptaudio.com.
I'm Lloydy, I'm Deputy Managing Editor of Capital East Midlands.
I'm Greg Hughes, I'm the Deputy Managing Editor of Capital.
I'm Mike Cass, I'm the Content Controller for Virgin Radio.
And you're here, you clearly take this event seriously. I've seen Greg return for, I think it's your third year, second year?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Let's say third, it makes me sound younger.
Say third, yeah. do you take stuff from this event yourselves, or is it very much giving back to the organisation that no doubt did some of you good as well?
I think it's both, from my point of view. I wouldn't be doing what I was doing right now had I not done student radio. Mr. Cass gave me a job. We had a very drunken meeting, much like Mr. Sylvester was last night. And that's how I got my job at Galaxy, going back years and years ago. But I think in the last few years, coming back and doing talks at the different conferences, it's quite inspiring to see that number of people all as passionate about the industry that I'm passionate about, but also how talented they are. And I think the quality of student radio over the years has really, really improved. I was at Demo Factor last night, and I can't remember a time where that many people got through to the final minute, because loads of, the demos are a lot stronger, and I think people are listening to radio stations like Capital and Radio 1 and Heart and Virgin, and they're taking that and really analysing it and then applying it to their own demos. So it feels less like, when I was doing it, it was a bit of just a mess around with your mates, whereas now it feels far more like a more professional outfit right across the country.
And how you might...
I completely agree. I've always come to student radio looking for the next set of talent, whether that be because your radio station is targeting that audience and therefore instant connection between the listener and who the person on the radio is. But over the years, it's become so much more professional. You're getting great ideas. They seem to be embracing every idea that is out there, but putting their own spin on it. It's nice to hear individual voices rather than people trying to be the current Radio 1 breakfast show host. If you were to go back 10 years ago, everyone was trying to be Chris Moyles. If you were to go back 10 years before that, you'd have people trying to be Mark and Lard. So to actually hear a level of confidence and a unique identity to come through, it's great. I mean, to come back and actually be a part of this is probably more an honour for us than you guys realise. I think it's incredibly flattering to be asked to come back and to contribute to it. So the fact that we get a couple of days outside of our normal day job, I frequently describe this place as the perfect place to come and refuel your tank. If you ever have a bad day doing a budget or the other stuff that eventually ends up having to become part of your job in radio, you come somewhere like here and you are floating on the level of enthusiasm. It really inspires you to then go back to your station and make it the place that all of the talent that you've just seen wants to come and work.
And this talk is titled Being a Great Boss. I thought a little pause there.
That has caused much hilarity at Capital East Midlands.
I'm sure it has. Yeah. What would you say for anyone aspiring not to be a presenter or producer, actually get into management, talent management within radio?
Firstly, I think it's a brilliant thing. I mean, the majority of people I think we speak to probably do want to work on air. People who've got an ear for radio, who love radio, but who actually have a strategic mind and who want to manage, I think, it's a great thing that, that they actually want to do that from the get-go, because you don't get many people like that. I would, certainly suggest they look at producer roles to start with. I don't think anybody comes in necessarily as a managing editor, content director, or, the various different names that we call that. But having an idea of, how talent is managed, how shows are structured, how radio stations work, people who've got that kind of strategic mind are, very much in demand.
The Student Radio Conference 2018 is supported by Abrupt Audio. If you're making or thinking of making a podcast, the guys at Abrupt Audio are happy to help. Check them out at abruptaudio.com and join their free podcasting community on Facebook by going to podtips.net.